Hi, I'm Pam Hendrickson, and welcome to my latest edition of tips on content strategy, product marketing, and how to steer your online business. Now, today, I'm kicking off a three-part video mini blog series to help you set up the foundation of marketing in your business. And this is so important because when you implement what I'm about to share here, it becomes the foundation for getting better results with a lot less effort and stress and overwhelm, and it's the key to unlocking better results, but also more fun and freedom in the process. Now, I'm joining you from my kitchen in my home here in San Diego, California, because this is where I go to do a lot of my best work. And I love it because it's one of the freedoms that having our own business gives us. We can work wherever we want, however we want, and do whatever we want. So today, I'm enjoying a cup of organic 3-mint tea that I found in a local San Diego coffee shop, or tea shop, whatever it was. But I'm enjoying this and wanted to share some thoughts I had with you in this process. And as I do this, think about the rituals you have in your business. So make sure that you have something set up so that you have a place to go where you can think and be free and really enjoy and take care of yourself while you're taking care of your business at the same time. So let's dive into the first part of this three-part training. And if you're anything like me, when you first got into your business, I'm guessing you got into the business because you wanted more freedom. You wanted more flexibility. You wanted more income, more impact. You wanted all the things that you thought your business would give you. But if you're also anything like me, you may have figured out that at least in the beginning, that was easier said than done. That you could get some great results and momentum, but sometimes it's a little more overwhelming and it seems like there's a lot more to get there than we initially experienced. But I'm here to tell you that you can have that, and there's a pathway to having that freedom and the economic freedom and the lifestyle and the impact that you're looking for if you just take a step back and look at the 30,000-foot picture of your business. And here's what I mean. Here's how I got there. Now, I'm known in my market and in my industry for being great at product creation, specifically helping business owners and helping my clients and colleagues create training programs and put their content together and package it and sell it in a really powerful way. And some of that is based on I was 18 years the vice president of content and product development for Anthony Robbins, and I learned a ton there, and I love creating products and services. But it was an interesting thing because I have such an expertise in this area. But when I created my own business, I thought, okay, I'm going to go out and I have this ability to create these world-class products. And I did. I created these amazing programs, amazing training experiences, and I was so proud of them. But there was only one problem. They were the best-kept secret in the history of marketing. And the reason is I was so focused, I just thought, gosh, I've got this great expertise, I want to do good things for my customers, I have this great product, that's the foundation of a great business. But I was missing that important step. I didn't have a foundation or a structure for how to communicate that, how to get in front of the right audience for my business, and how to translate that into real meaningful relationships, how to translate that into sales, and how to translate that into a sustainable business that I was really looking for. And that's what this is about, because no matter what our background or experience or expertise is or isn't, the truth is that being successful in business requires having a structure in place where you can take advantage of it, where you can take advantage of your skills or whatever your business's value proposition is in a way that's really meaningful. So let's dive into the first step here. I'm going to cover the first step in this training, and then next week and the week after, I'm going to cover steps 2 through 4. So this first part about understanding your customers is really about getting to know who they are at the deepest level. And here's what I mean. Now, most of us are taught, and you may even know this, that the worst thing we can do as business owners is decide that we want to be all things to all people. The broader the market, the more difficult it is for us to have great results. And here's an example. You know, I'll have a client come to me sometimes and I'll say, well, what's your business? What's your core audience? What's your market? And they'll say, well, I want to help anybody who wants to lose weight. Like, great mission, tough to market because it's so general. Instead of when I really worked with her and was able to help her drill it down, what we realized is that her market is new moms, moms that are 1 to 3 years after having had a baby, and they're struggling to lose that extra 10 to 30 or 40 pounds of baby weight. And so her system is really targeted toward those moms, helping them lose that baby weight and keep it off forever and get that energy so they can be with and enjoy their kids. Now, to extrapolate that out, you can see how when you know who your market is that specifically, your marketing messages are going to connect at such a deeper level because you can speak to the challenges so much more specifically than a new mom's going through and the struggle that she has to balance her kids and her work if she's working and just her body and taking care of herself. You can speak so much more directly and therefore it's going to have so much more of a response. But most of us know this already. So what I want to do is help you take that foundation and take it to the next level, which is where the magic really happens. And what that is here's the biggest mistake most business owners make when they go about defining who their target market is. They might start to narrow it down, and they might sit down and do an ideal customer exercise where we sit down and write down who we like to work with and who gets the best results and, you know, why we like work with them. And we kind of do this intellectual exercise to identify who they are. But then we miss out because we don't do the next two steps, which is what really gets the results. We fail to verify and then do what I call personify. You've got to do both. So let's talk about verification, which is the first step. And I have a statistic I want to share with you. I wrote it down. And there was a study done by, it was a Yesmail interactive study, and they did it in conjunction with Gleanster. And the study did a survey or study industry study that showed that 80% of consumer-facing companies don't understand their customers beyond just basic demographics and purchase history. That's all they know about their core customers. Imagine, how can you market when you don't know who your core customers are? So what we got to do is we got to take that verification process to another level. And we got to look at where we've made assumptions about who our customers are and know that, but be willing to put that aside and go and get real data and real research and real information about who they are. And the way we get that, it's not hard. Just a couple little resources and researches online. Go hang out where they hang out. Follow the blogs that they're on. Go do some, you know, just a basic keyword research. There are tools like Keyword Spy or iSpionage. It's ispionage.com. There are great tools you can go into and look at the keywords that other companies are using. Look at your competitors. Get some market research reports. The American Marketing Association has some wonderful industry reports on your market. Just doing a couple of those things and just making that part of your disciplined practice in your business, doing surveys, that's what's going to help you really verify that your customer is not only who you think they are, but it's going to give you some additional information like what are their biggest problems? What keeps them up at night? What are their frustrations? What do they really want? What are the products your competitors have that aren't really giving them what they want? What are they missing? Where are some of the gaps that you can fill in? So you've got to really make that verification process more specific in your business to get the results you're looking for. But then secondly, you've got to do what I call personify. So the verification is really taking things on the fact side and making that more strong. The personification side is taking things on the emotional side and making it more strong. And here's what I mean by that. Once you really start to verify who your customer is, you've got to associate to that emotionally. You've got to identify with them and think about it. And the best marketers, the best copywriters in the world, here's what they do. The first question out of their mouth is, who's your target customer? But then if you just give them that kind of standard demographic answer, they'll look at you and they'll say, no, really, who's your target customer? And they sit down and they associate, they think about it, they feel what those customers are feeling. They get into that place. They start asking the questions that those ideal customers would have, and they start really emotionally getting what it's like for those customers to walk around with that frustration and those problems not solved. Because when you're in that place and you really feel what another human being is feeling, you feel their pain, you feel their emotions, you feel their greatest joys, not only is it going to help you care about them more, and I know that sounds crazy because I know you already care about them, but it helps create that empathy, that deeper actual, you know, spiritual, interphysical, whatever you want to call it, metaphysical connection. You'll connect with them more deeply, but then your messaging, your content messaging, your marketing messaging, your sales offers are going to resonate at such a deeper level. So that's the takeaway from this first part of this three-part training series here with this foundation for your marketing system. It all starts with your customer. And you want to make sure that you're not just narrowing your customer. You want to start, that's a great start to make sure that you're narrowing down who your market is and kind of going through and starting to get a sense of who your ideal customer is. But please make sure you take that time to verify and then personify who that customer is so you can identify with them and you can really speak to them. And that is the foundation of your marketing. And that's what's going to give you better results. So let's wrap this up. Wherever you are in terms of your understanding of your market and narrowing that down, that's a great place to start. But you're going to continue to make it a discipline in your business to continue to take that to the next level by verifying and personifying. Three things. Number one, write down all of the assumptions you currently have about your target market. Just write them down. Don't filter, write them down. Because that's the first best place to start to kind of break your pattern and make you realize, you know what, that's a great place to start, but I want to continue to get to know it and continue to refine that. Number two, you're going to start doing some research. 10 minutes a day for the next week or two, you'd be amazed how far you can get. consider putting together a survey for your list. Do some market research. Go to the American Marketing Association or find some industry marketing reports online. Do some keyword research. If your competitors are marketing certain keywords or marketing something in a certain way, it's likely because it's working, and you can learn a lot from your competition. And then just go hang out with your customers online, 10 minutes a day for a couple of weeks. And then finally, take 20 minutes and go somewhere quiet where you meditate, go for a walk, get outdoors, do whatever is meaningful for you. But all you're going to do for that 20 minutes is you are going to think and feel for your clients. You're going to associate to what they're going through, what they're excited about, their hopes and dreams, and their greatest fears and their biggest problems. Because the more you do that, that's going to become the basis of your message. So next week in our next session, we're going to cover steps 2 and 3. So it's the second part of our series, and we're going to cover steps 2 and 3, where we're going to take this foundation of deeper understanding about who your customers are, and we're going to start to show you how to turn that into messaging, how to turn that into content, and how to turn that into the right products and services that your customers are clamoring to buy. So thanks so much for joining me, and go out and make sure that you take some type of action to put into place what we've talked about here today. And go out there and, as always, make it a great day. I will look forward to talking with you soon. Bye for now.